أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ياسين والقرآن الحكيم. إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم. تنزيل العزيز الرحيم. لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون. لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون. إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أغلالا فهي إلى الأذقان فهم مقمحون. وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون. وسواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون. إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم. إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين. واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذ جاءها المرسلون. إذ أرسلنا إليهم اثنين فكذبوهما فعززنا بثالث فقالوا إنا إليكم مرسلون. قالوا ما أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا وما أنزل الرحمن من شيء إن أنتم إلا تكذبون. قالوا ربنا يعلم إنا إليكم لمرسلون وما علينا إلا البلاغ المبين. قالوا إنا تطيرنا بكم لئن لم تنتهوا لنرجمنكم وليمسنكم منا عذاب أليم. قالوا طائركم معكم أئن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. وجاء من أقصى المدينة رجل يسعى قال يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين. اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون. وما لي لا أعبد الذي فطرني وإليه ترجعون. أأتخذ من دونه آلهة إن يردني الرحمن بضر لا تغن عني شفاعتهم شيئا ولا ينقذون. إني إذا لفي ضلال مبين. إني آمنت بربكم فاسمعون. قيل ادخل الجنة قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون. بما غفر لي ربي وجعلني من المكرمين. وما أنزلنا على قومه من بعده من جند من السماء وما كنا منزلين. إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم خامدون. يا حسرة على العباد ما يأتيهم من رسول إلا كانوا به يستهزئون. ألم يروا كم أهلكنا قبلهم من القرون أنهم إليهم لا يرجعون. وإن كل لما جميع لدينا محضرون وآية لهم الأرض الميتة أحييناها وأخرجنا منها حبا فمنه يأكلون وجعلنا فيها جنات من نخيل وأعناب وفجرنا فيها من العيون ليأكلوا من ثمره وما عملته أيديهم أفلا يشكرون سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون وآية لهم الليل نسلخ منه النهار فإذا هم مظلمون والشمس تجري لمستقر لها ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم لا الشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار وكل في فلك يسبحون وآية لهم أنا حملنا ذريتهم في الفلك المشحون وخلقنا لهم من مثله ما يركبون وإن نشأ نغرقهم فلا صريخ لهم ولا هم ينقذون إلا رحمة منا ومتاعا إلى حين وإذا قيل لهم اتقوا ما بين أيديكم وما خلفكم لعلكم ترحمون وما تأتيهم من آية من آيات ربهم إلا كانوا عنها معرضين وإذا قيل لهم أنفقوا مما رزقكم الله قال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا أنطعم من لو يشاء الله أطعمه إن أنتم إلا في ضلال مبين ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين ما ينظرون إلا صيحة واحدة تأخذهم وهم يخصمون فلا يستطيعون توصية ولا إلى أهلهم يرجعون ونفخ في الصور فإذا هم من الأجداث إلى ربهم ينسلون قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا من مرقدنا هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون إن أصحاب الجنة اليوم في شغل فاكهون هم وأزواجهم في ظلال على الأرائك متكئون لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم ما يدعون سلام قولا من رب رحيم وامتازوا اليوم أيها المجرمون ألم أعهد إليكم يا بني آدم أن لا تعبدوا الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وأن اعبدوني هذا صراط مستقيم ولقد أضل منكم جبلا كثيرا أفلم تكونوا تعقلون هذه جهنم التي كنتم توعدون اصلوها اليوم بما كنتم تكفرون اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون ولو نشاء لطمسنا على أعينهم فاستبقوا الصراط فأنى يبصرون ولو نشاء لمسخناهم على مكانتهم فما استطاعوا مضيا ولا يرجعون ومن نعمره ننكسه في الخلق أفلا يعقلون وما علمناه الشعر وما ينبغي له إن هو إلا ذكر وقرآن مبين لينذر من كان حيا ويحق القول على الكافرين أولم يروا أنا خلقنا لهم مما عملت أيدينا أنعاما فهم لها مالكون وذللناها لهم فمنها ركوبهم ومنها يأكلون ولهم فيها منافع ومشارب أفلا يشكرون واتخذوا من دون الله آلهة لعلهم ينصرون لا يستطيعون نصرهم وهم لهم جند محضرون فلا يحزنك قولهم إنا نعلم ما يسرون وما يعلنون أولم يرى الإنسان أنا خلقناه من نطفة فإذا هو خصيم مبين وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم قل يحييها الذي أنشأها أول مرة وهو بكل خلق عليم الذي جعل لكم من الشجر الأخضر نارا فإذا أنتم منه توقدون أوليس الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم بلى وهو الخلاق العليم إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, also sisters listening at the madrasa, and those who listen over receivers. Once again, it's a majlis of Zikrullah. Alhamdulillah, we had a beautiful recitation of Yasin Sharif, which we take it for granted is for recitation when somebody is about to die. Indeed, there are great benefits, as I have discussed in great detail in many different majalis, the virtues of Yasin Sharif. And I have mentioned that there are many, many benefits, many virtues that have been mentioned in the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. One of which is also the recitation when somebody is about to die, somebody is in sakrat or any other kind of pain and suffering, then we recite. But it wasn't revealed so that we only recite when somebody is dying. The Surah Yasin or Surah Yasin is for the living. It is for us. Look at the mazameen in Yasin Sharif. Different topics and subjects, especially about Qiyamah and Akhirat and Hisab and Kitab and how the lips will be sealed. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will seal the lips. Al-Yawma Nakhtimu Ala Afwahihim. So if the lips are going to be sealed, then what is going to speak then? So the hands are going to give testimony, the feet are going to give testimony. In other words, every part of the body is going to give testimony. What were our actions, what were our deeds? Where can we hide our actions and deeds from our Allah? The one who has created us, the one who blessed us with sight, can he be blind to our actions and deeds? Therefore, many a times you must have heard in my dua, O Allah, even if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. Allah Ta'ala is watching the movement of that ant in the darkest of all nights. And if we say, how is he watching? Then when a baby is born, where are the parts of that baby fitted? All other industries and factories, they say you must have sufficient lighting. You must have sufficient lighting. Then only they can produce cars and trucks and aeroplanes and fit all the parts of the different gadgets that they make. They must have sufficient lighting. All municipalities also have a book where there is a regulation that if you have such amount of space, then this is the amount of lighting that you require. Allah Ta'ala in the darkness of the mother's stomach fits the heart, the liver, the lungs. Have we heard of any specialist, any surgeon that is doing an operation? They say he's going to do it in total darkness. Will anybody go for such an operation? If a person has got a heart problem, they say there will be a bypass. However, the bypass will take place in total darkness. The surgeon is going to slice his chest and remove the heart and do the bypass in total darkness. So then one thing is certain, that that bypass will make that person pass by. That is certain. That person will pass by. When I was going for my bypass, then I mentioned in the same masjid, I recall, that I'm going for a bypass. Make dua, Allah Ta'ala give me recovery. However, if I pass by, then read something and send sawab to me. So the person who is going to do in total darkness surgery, then the patient is going to pass by. We haven't heard of any surgeon doing in total darkness surgery. Allah Ta'ala in the darkness of the mother's stomach, look at all the different parts of the body that are being fitted. Total darkness. To show the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, that Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, where did he call out to Allah Ta'ala? Darkness of the night, darkness of the ocean, darkness of the stomach of the whale. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam calls out, وَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah Ta'ala listens to his call. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Ta'ala is listening to Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam's call in the darkness of the stomach's veil, darkness of the waters of the ocean, darkness of the night. That is Allah's hearing. And that is nothing. Allah Ta'ala even listens to the voice of the ant. Allah Ta'ala knows where the ants are and provides for them, just as He provides for the elephants. The huge elephants, compare them with that little ant. So therefore this surah is supposed to be recited by the living. Understand the meaning. Translations are now available. It will shake the heart of a person if you understand the meaning of this surah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to read it, to understand it, and then to make amal on it. So in this majlis of zikr tonight, we know that many, many people have returned from Hajj, and still their presence at the Rauza Mubarak is very, very fresh in their minds, and their haziri and presence in Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa, and the tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, all these things are very fresh in their minds. The difference is clearly felt. Where one place is the Jalal of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Kaabatullah Sharif. There the Anwar or the Noor and the Tajalli that is coming down. It is intense. And the people are also asked to come in a state of complete ishq and muhabbat. We are told we must go to the masjid in a clean state. Our clothes must be clean. Our bodies must be clean. We mustn't go with disheveled hair and dust-laden clothes. But there the person is going to the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he is going with disheveled hair. He cannot put any kind of itar, and yet we are told must apply itar. But there nothing. No combing of hair, no looking into the mirror all the time. Although it's permissible to look into the mirror, otherwise just now you'll quote me. The Mawlana said that in ihram it's not permissible to look into the mirror. What I'm saying is that the person is unconcerned about his beauty. In that state the person is going and making tawaf, and from all sides you hear labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, and somebody saying Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, and Alhamdulillah. From all sides you're just hearing the voices being raised. And then you come to Madina Sharif and everything is silent. Adab, this place is of adab. Allah Ta'ala wants that here must be complete silence. With great respect, the person walks towards the Rauza Mubarak also in a state of hope and fear. In the masjid also you find, even if there are a million people, but everybody is reciting the Quran Sharif also in whispers. So many people are reciting Salat and Salam also. But look at the tranquility. Oh, raised voices I love. There's the adab. So the presence of the Rauza Mubarak is also fresh in their minds. And whosoever returns from Madina Sharif, then he leaves his heart behind. A true mu'min leaves his heart behind. His body comes here, his physically is here, but like that his heart is there in Madina Sharif. For many, many days the person comes in to forget. Sometimes even in Salat, the person suddenly pictures himself being in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm talking about the true ashiks, those who are true lovers of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. The true lovers of Allah Ta'ala, both. Sometimes they're picturing tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, sometimes Rauza Mubarak. Therefore in tonight's majlis I'm going to read once again, Hum Madine se Allah kyun aa gaye. I've mentioned many times that what is important is the kayfiyat of the heart. When these ashar are recited, when Naat Sharif is recited. So therefore don't go by the voice of this insignificant banda of Allah Ta'ala. Listen to it, picturing ourselves at the Rose of Mubarak first, reciting Salat and Salam there, getting many, many opportunities whilst being in Madina Sharif, to be in the presence of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The haziri and the presence of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam darbar. From here we say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or we recite Durood Sharif, and we truly believe that Allah Ta'ala has got angels that are carrying this salat and salam to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from wherever we may be reciting. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَلَائِكَةً سَيَّاحِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يُبَلِّغُونِيَ الْأُمَّةِ السَّلَامِ. Allah Ta'ala has made that arrangement for us. Everyone cannot buy a ticket, get visas, get registration, accreditation, confirmation, and so many kinds of stations before you arrive there. Everyone can't do that. So Allah Ta'ala has got this arrangement that the angels convey the durood and salam faster than any other communication. Like lightning it is conveyed. So that we believe. But of course it's the bonus. It is that great ni'mat and that great bounty. If a person is blessed, standing right at the Rose of Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and then with deep-hearted love, he says, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya rahmatan lil'alameen. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam listens to it personally and responds to it. Of course, I'm not going in the direction of arrival now. Tonight we are discussing the return. So after having had many, many opportunities of durood and salam at the Rose of Mubarak, the person then returns to his hometown, his city, his country. Although his deep-hearted desire is what we have heard many a time, if he is a true ashik of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then he knows death will come when it will come, but his true desire is that he must die there. That his soul must depart there at the Rose of Mubarak. And that he must be blessed with some space, a little bit of space, a little bit of ground, a patch of ground in Jannatul Baqi. Baqi, the Qabristan of Madina Sharif. That's his desire. Ab na jana ho ghar humko wapas, chupke chupke ye maange duaye. Ab na jana ho ghar humko wapas, chupke chupke ye maange duaye. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, multazam par ye maange duaye. Ab na jana ho ghar humko wapas. Oh my beloved Allah, let the last moments of my life be here in Madina Sharif. What am I going to return home and do? One day death is sure to come. But at least here I've got some kind of hope of shafaat of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nevertheless, so they return from Madina Sharif. The heart still filled with the fragrance of presence at the Rose of Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu alayhi wa sallam. So tonight we discuss the return. ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی دل وہیں رہ گیا جاں وہیں رہ گئی، خم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی، ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی، ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی، دل وہیں رہ گیا جاں وہیں رہ گئی، ہم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی، ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے. Oh my beloved Allah, why did we ever return from Medina Sharif? This heart of mine which found satisfaction in Medina Sharif, this heart of mine which was restless, full of anxieties, worries, this heart of mine which had no qarar, the heart was beqarar, restless, but it found satisfaction at the Rosa Mubarak, in Riyazul Jannah, in the place where the Ashab al-Suffa used to reside, the place where the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in used to make the Salat and Tahajjud, the Masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, sometimes at the head side, sometimes at the leg side, sometimes in Riyazul Jannah, sometimes in other part of the Masjid. Sukoon, 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 nothing but sukoon, provided the person is an ashik of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Provided his earnings were halal with which he made the trip. Provided he went with the sincere niyat of giving up all those sins that he was engaging in his lifetime. Is it appropriate, is it befitting of a haji who has been blessed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala of seeing the Ka'batullah Sharif, of making salat in the Hatim Sharif, of making salat behind the Maqam Ibrahim, of making sa'i between Safa and Marwa, of actually seeing that well of Zamzam, of witnessing with his own eyes the footprints of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, Maqam Ibrahim, of being blessed with being in such a large congregation in Mina, of presence in Arafat, where Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam on one occasion in Hajjatul Wida, with his congregation of 124,000 Sahaba, each and every one of them with a purified heart. The Mubarak Qadam and Mubarak feet of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked those plains, and then Muzdalifah, and especially around the Kaaba Sharif, the space, the place, the ground exactly the same. There may be tiles now, but the ground is the same. Kahan meri qismat tawaf-e haram, جس زمیں پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم، کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم، جس زمیں پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم، کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم، جس زمیں پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ انبیاء، میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم. So the same piece of ground the person is walking on, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, pak, pure, mubarak feet walk. And then the person is blessed also with ziyarat of Medina Sharif, Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He is seeing with his own eyes that place where rests the greatest after Allah, the greatest in the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Now he sees with his own eyes. And he sees Riyazul Jannah, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ma bayna bayti wa mimbari rawzatum min Riyazul Jannah. Between my home and the mimbar. The garden from the gardens of paradise. After witnessing all that, it is right, is it befitting to watch porn sites, to gaze at all the haram in the streets, in the bazaars and marketplaces, to engage in haram? Those ears which have listened to the voices of Hujjaj, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, and heard his own voice also. Those ears which listened to the Imams of the Haramain Sharifain performing Salat, leading the congregation, running into millions in their melodious, beautiful voices. Is it appropriate and befitting that that Haji Sahib then listens to music, listens to those people who have no Iman, who have no Yaqeen, whose bodies are filled with Najasat, but they have beautiful voices, they are singing songs of the haram kind. They are not even believers. Is it right for those ears to then listen to that? Or to listen to other haram with that ears? The tongues which were engaged in zikrullah, in tilawat of the Quran Sharif, the tongues which were engaged in supplication and in du'as in Arafat, is it then befitting that those tongues are then used in ghibat, in false oaths and qasams, in lies, in swearing, in cursing? Is it right? Those hands which we are very desirous, the hands with which we are very desirous of touching the ghilaf of the Kaaba Sharif, those lips which we are desirous of kissing the Hajr-e Aswad, those feet which were walking around the Kaaba Sharif. Now is it right that those feet now should go to discos, cinemas, theatres, or prostitute quarters, escort agencies and all these type of places? Then what are we doing to that Hajj folks? And those who haven't been for Hajj, then it doesn't mean that we have got now chutti, freedom, finish. We say, well, we didn't go for Hajj. We didn't go for Hajj, but are we not Muslims? Are we not believers in Allah Ta'ala and the last day? Do we not have to also answer Allah Ta'ala? So therefore, hum madine se Allah kyun aa gaye? Qalb hairan ki taski wahi reh gayi. Dil wahi reh gaya, jaan wahi reh gayi. My heart is still there, my beloved Allah. I left my heart in Madina Sharif. I left my jaan in Madina Sharif. My body and soul is still in Madina Sharif. Hum Madine se Allah kyun aa gaye? Qalb hairan ki taski wahi reh gayi. Soon as we return to our country, our hometown and our cities, not even return to our cities and our hometown, when we just arrive at Jeddah, so much so that nowadays not even arrive at Jeddah, we just depart from Makkah Mukarrama Madina Tayyibah, and we already see a complete change. Complete change. The fitnas begin lashing at us from all sides. So many people, their beards disappear immediately after the Hajj. So many women, their scarves disappear, their cloaks disappear, everything disappears after they return. It is as if, oh Allah, we did enough now. Now give us another opportunity in our lifetime, then we will change again. Whereas Allah Ta'ala had created so many opportunities for change. He was welcoming us, extending His forgiveness and His mercy unlimited. And what is the shukr that we make of those ni'mats is that immediately our salat is qaza. What a great and large percentage of the hujjaj, the moment they arrive at Jeddah, salat is qaza. So, قلب حیران کی تسکی وہی رہ گئی. My heart which was enjoying such satisfaction, such peace, such sukoon, seems to have left it behind there. یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر، وہ سکون دل و جان وہ روح و نظر۔ یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر، وہ سکون دل و جان وہ روح و نظر۔ یہ انہی کا کرم ہے انہی کی عطا، ایک کیفیت دل نشین رہ گئی۔ یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر، او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، وی آر جسٹ تھنکنگ آف دوز مارننگز اینڈ دا ایوننگز، دیٹ مینز اور ڈیز اینڈ اور نائٹس ان مدینہ شریف، دا ٹرینکولیٹی آف دا پلیس، دا سکون آف دا دل و جان، دا روح و نظر۔ یہ انہی کا کرم ہے انہی کی عطا، وی ور ناٹ ڈیزرونگ، وی ور ناٹ وردی آف، it was Allah Ta'ala's karam, it was His fazal, His kindness, His favor and His ihsan that He gave us that kafiyat in Medina Sharif. Allah Allah wahan ka durood o salam, Allah Allah wahan ka sujood o qiyam, Allah Allah wahan ka durood o salam, اللہ اللہ وہاں کا سجود و قیام، اللہ اللہ وہاں کا وہ کیف دوام، وہ صلاۃ سکون آفری رہ گئی۔ درود اینڈ سلام فرام اور کنٹریز اینڈ اور سٹیز ہیو اے ڈفرنٹ امپیکٹ اینڈ ایفیکٹ اینڈ ڈفرنٹ فلیور اینڈ فریگرنس، and when you arrive there the durood and salam with the rosa mubarak, Allah Allah wahan ka durood and salam, what a kayfiyat it creates on the heart. It is not something that a person can explain in words. Jis jagah sajda rezi ki lazzat mili, jis jagah har qadam unki rahmat mili, جس جگہ سجدہ ریزی کی لذت ملی، جس جگہ ہر قدم ان کی رحمت ملی، جس جگہ نور رہتا ہے شام و سحر، وہ فلک رہ گیا وہ زمین رہ گئی۔ ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی، دل وہیں رہ گیا جاں وہیں رہ گئی، ہم اسی در پہ اپنی جبیں رہ گئی۔ ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی۔ اللہ اللہ، جس جگہ سجدہ ریزی کی لذت ملی، what an enjoyment in the سجدہ in مسجد نبوی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، جس جگہ ہر قدم ان کی رحمت ملی، every step that a person takes is nothing but رحمت and mercy، جس جگہ نور رہتا ہے شام و سحر، the noor of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the noor of the masjid, the noor of the mihrab, the noor of the mimbar, the noor of Riyazul Jannah, the noor of Jabal-e-Noor. Jabal-e-Noor also full of noor. And every other place and area is full of noor. The sky seems to be full of noor. The ground full of noor. جس جگہ نور رہتا ہے شام و سحر، وہ فلک رہ گیا وہ زمین رہ گئی۔ پڑھ کے نصر من اللہ و فتح قریب، ہم رواں جب ہوئے سوئے کوئے حبیب، برکت رحمت ساتھ چلنے لگی، بے بسی زندگی کی یہیں رہ گئی۔ پڑھ کے نصر من اللہ و فتح قریب، ہم رواں جب ہوئے سوئے کوئے حبیب، برکتِ رحمتِ ساتھ چلنے لگی، بے بسی زندگی کی یہیں رہ گئی. Even when the person is proceeding in that direction, رحمتِ برکتِ ساتھ چلنے لگی، بے بسی زندگی کی یہیں رہ گئی. And we conclude for tonight.
زندگانی وہی کاش ہوتی بسر، زندگانی وہی کاش ہوتی بسر، بہزاد آتے نہ ہم لوٹ کر. زندگانی وہی کاش ہوتی بسر، زندگانی وہی کاش ہوتی بسر، بہزاد آتے نہ ہم لوٹ کر. اور پوری ہوئی ہر تمنا مگر، اور پوری ہوئی ہر تمنا مگر، یہ تمنا قلب حزین رہ گئی.
All other desires are fulfilled. Returning from Madina Sharif, the only desire that does not seem to have been fulfilled is death in Madina Tayyibah. So therefore we are saying, O Allah, take us over and over and let our last days and last moments be in Madina Sharif. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. There is no time now for any further bayan. But the only one nasihat now is this month of December. Schools are closed. Universities, colleges, everybody is on leave. Now passing time. How to pass time? As if that time is not going to pass. Whether we like it or not, time is going to pass. We have to now somehow make use of that time profitably. These festivities and these occasions that come, it is for the kuffar, mushrikeen, for the nasara, dancing, singing, gambling, wine, women, porn films, and haram associations, illicit love relationships, all kinds of sins, and there will be an invitation from all sides, the newspaper, the TV, the media, everything is going to invite us. Now at that time we have to remember that we are Muslims, we are believers in Allah Ta'ala. Occupy ourselves. Either do something that is beneficial for the hereafter. Tilawat, zikr, ibadat, read some good Islamic literature, listen to some good tapes, Naat Sharifs, Qiraats, Bayans, whatever it is. And if for some reason we are not occupying ourselves in that field, or after having listened to some Qiraat, Naat Sharif, read some books, then occupy ourselves in different kinds of activities which will be beneficial even in this world. There are people who are engineers, people who are lawyers, people who are electricians, people who are pilots, people who are in different things, surgeons. So now there's so much that can be still read up, there's so much things that they can still occupy themselves in. Then physical exercise, nobody says mustn't have. Run, skip, jog, but within parameters of Sharia. Keep ourselves occupied. Stay away from those places of haram. Allah Ta'ala's azab and ghazab is descending nowadays. Suddenly, in many, many places we are seeing how nightclubs are burning, how cinemas are raised to the ground, how earthquakes are taking away large number of people, how bomb blasts are suddenly blasting people away from this world. Suddenly, zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bulale khuda nahi maloom. Aur isme tausi bhi hai, ghair mumkin, aur miyad iski nahi maloom. We don't know when the visa of death, visa of life is expired. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ جل جلالہ، اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے، جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے۔ My beloved Allah, we know that because of our evil deeds and actions, because of the vices, because of the sins that we have committed, because of the haram that we are gazing at all the time, and the haram that we are listening to, and the haram that we are touching, and the haram we are speaking, and the haram places towards which our feet are in walking, we have become deserving of your anger, of your wrath, of your punishment, of your azab. You can order the earth to open up and swallow each and every one of us. You can send the gale force winds against us. You can cause the tsunamis to destroy us. We know we are deserving of all that, but oh my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. We are not expressing happiness over the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are expressing great regret, shame, Nadamat. My beloved Allah, don't turn away your gaze of mercy and forgiveness because of our sins. Give us amnesty, give us najat, give us salvation, although we are deserving of your ghazab and your anger. La ilaha illallah محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام مَا بِلَوَرَ اللَّهِ مَا رَحِيمَ اللَّهِ مَا كَرِيمَ اللَّهِ مَا مُوسْتْ فُغِيبِكَ اللَّهِ مُوسْتْ كُمْبَشْنَتْ مُوسْتْ لَوْنِي مُوسْتْ كَرِيمَ most merciful, most beneficent, most tolerant Allah. There is no one for us besides you, my Allah, my beloved Allah. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. My beloved Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness, then we will face nothing but destruction. Our lives will become miserable. You love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners, by Allah. We are turning towards you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are acknowledging every action of ours, every sin of ours. We are not justifying any of our sins. You could have seized us there and then. You could have embarrassed us. You could have humiliated and disgraced us. How tolerant you are, my beloved Allah. We are therefore turning towards you. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members. Forgive our grandchildren. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے بھائی بلوڈ اللہ فلوحات ویڈیو محبت with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, even though our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, more than your entire creation put together, your forgiveness is much, much more. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins, and the sins of entire men. Beloved Allah, bless us all with good health, spiritual health and physical health. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. Whether they're in hospitals, in clinics, in homes or amongst us. We know, my beloved Allah, sometimes sicknesses, diseases, accidents, suffering, pain, hardships and problems can be a ni'mat in disguise. It can be a rahmat and mercy in disguise. But we are extremely weak servants of yours. We are not in that category, my beloved Allah, for whom it is a mercy. We are acknowledging every sin of ours and asking you to forgive us. And even if it is in the form of mercy, my Allah, change it to the mercy of good health. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in poverty, give them plentiful of halal wealth. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties with abundant halal earnings. My beloved Allah, those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who have returned from Hajj and those who are still returning, accept the Hajj of every Hajj. Make it maqbool and mabroor, my beloved Allah. Their du'as are still accepted, my beloved Allah. Give us a share with their du'as. Bless each and every one of them with piety and righteousness and taqwa. Ya Allah, make everyone an ambassador of Islam. Ya Allah, change the condition of our lives. We are going in the direction of Jahannam, the fire of hell. We are going in the direction of shaitan and nafs. Change the direction, my beloved Allah, towards you. Change the direction towards Jannat. Change the direction towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is it tiba? My beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Bless us with barakat in our risk and sustenance. Barakat in our homes, barakat in our life, barakat in our time. Make our children the coolness of our eyes. Those who have gone onto drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring those children back onto Surat-i-Mustaqim. Give the parents the tawfiq in the hidayat. My beloved Allah, of giving those children proper upbringing, of removing from the homes and from their lives everything that is causing such corruption. My beloved Allah, these days, fitnas are lashing from all sides. Ham kidhar jaye mere Allah. With your power of jazz, make us yours. We have tried and failed, tried and failed. My beloved Allah, but your power of jazz pull us towards you. Keep us protected and safeguarded. Give us the himmat and courage, my Allah. Nafs and shaitan now are declared enemies. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. Nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us. We seek your protection, my Allah. Help us. Take us out from the ocean of sins. Who is there to throw a lifeline to us, my Allah, besides you? Bless us all with the best of dunya and akhirah. Bless the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam with the best of dunya and akhirah. Remove their pain and suffering and hardship and difficulties. Bless mankind with hidayat. Remove the suffering of mankind around the globe. My beloved Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Masjid Al-Aqsa. Ya Allah, bring about the liberation of Palestine. My beloved Allah, everything is in your control. Assist the Mujahideen of Islam. My beloved Allah, come to the assistance of the Mujahideen of Islam. The Ummah is suffering around the globe. Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Somalia, Sudan, Africa, other parts of the world, where the Ummah is not suffering. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, how much of sacrifices he made for this Ummah. Remove the suffering of the Ummah. He whose teeth were shattered with the battle of Uhud, who was stoned to such an extent that his shoes Mubarak became filled with his Mubarak blood and fire. He who stood whole night in prayers, his feet swelled. He who was boycotted and ostracized for 3 solid years. The time comes when they have to chew leaves of trees for survival. When he is informed that the Ummah for whom you suffered so much, the Ummah in discos, cinemas, theatres, gambling dens, adultery, fornication, porn sites on the internet, filthy programs on the TV, filthy pictures on the cell phones, filthy music even in the Haram Sharif on the cell phones. What kind of pain it must be causing to the sensitive heart of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, whatever has happened has happened. Our life that is gone is gone. The life that remains, keep us steadfast on Surat al-Islam. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema or any kind of haram action. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina for you. My beloved Allah, bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless the Ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that you ask for protection, protect us and the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. You are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual that has raised his or her hand before you. Fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. Students who have written examinations, give them a pass in their examinations. Give them success, make them assets for our community. Protect them from the fitnas, my beloved Allah. Bless them with akhlaq, with good character. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa Ya Allah, you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you. We cannot know, but my Allah, you know very well what difficulty, hardship, pain and suffering each and every individual is going through. With your fazl, kindness and ihsan, remove those difficulties, pain and suffering. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى خَيْرِ خَلْقِهِ سَيِّدِنَا وَنَبِيِّنَا وَشَفِيعِنَا وَمَوْلَانَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.